Good morning to everyone. How are you? Well, we are in the middle of Holy Week, and well, just tomorrow we will have the Chrism Mass with the Bishop Thursday mornings, and there will be no masses ordinarily, no masses in the any parish or any church, any oratory in the diocese. Everyone reports to the bishop, who says the Chrism Mass in his cathedral. And it is an important Mass because the priests will renew their promise of obedience to the bishop. It's called Chrism because the holy oils will be blessed by the bishop. Beginning with Chrism, that oil that is for the sacrament of holy orders and confirmation, and any other sacrament that uses chrism. And then you have the oil of the sick, or for the sick. And then the oil which is cut for the catechumens who are preparing to be baptized. Let's go. And but aside from that, there is the Mass in the afternoon, which is the Mass to celebrate Holy Thursday. It's called the Mass of the Lord's Supper, wherein we reenact what happened during the Last Supper with his apostles. So there's this reenactment of the washing of the feet. And then the gospel tells us about the new commandment that that our Lord gave us. And that's why in the homily, the homilist preaches about these themes of fraternity and, holy orders, the gift of the priesthood, and the gift of love. We have to love one another as Jesus has loved us. And we read today again from the book of Isaiah, and we still take the words of Isaiah regarding a suffering servant. And we will read today some lines that are prophecies of what would happen to Jesus Christ. He is the suffering servant. Well, the suffering servant also could refer to Israel or the church, anyone who suffers because of righteousness. So we go reading, "The Lord has given me a disciple's tongue, so that I may know how to reply to the wearied. He provides me with speech. Each morning he wakes me to hear, to listen like a disciple. The Lord has opened my ear." So first, the disciple's tongue. I remember Saint Jose Maria speaking about hell. And he said that in hell, there are many closed mouths. This is not a hallucination. This is not just something that plays with your mind. Their mouths are closed, not because physically they are closed, but they're in hell because they did not open their mouths to speak when they were supposed to speak, to defend the Lord, to defend the church, or to speak, to clarify with a friend what needs to be done, to encourage or to discourage, to encourage the virtue, to discourage the practice of sin, and so forth. The tongue. There is what you call the dumb devil, the devil who makes us dumb. That's why in hell, it's full of dumb people. Dumb because they cannot speak, they don't speak. And there's a devil specializing in that. Don't speak about this. So we fight alone. We are ashamed to bring it up in spiritual direction or confession. So we are left alone. Our Lord never wanted us to fight alone. To go to heaven, He has foreseen. He has set up support, points of support. Spiritual direction, the confessor, yeah, friend, the Christians all around us, our friends, etc., relatives. We are not supposed to struggle alone. It's the devil who convinces us not to say things because it's more complicated or what. I mean, if it's more complicated, it becomes simple. It's simplified when we talk about it, right? I mean, I remember in my experience of years, that's why our Saint Jose Mary emphasized a lot sincerity. Sincerity, I mean, you talk about what happens to you, to certain people who are there to help us. I mean, if I didn't talk about the temptations I get, I don't know, I would have succumbed to them. This person who has listened to me and found out my struggles, where I find things difficult, I mean, I will not have, if I didn't tell him, I wouldn't have his assistance of his prayers and his counsel, his support, right? So we have this is a disciple's tongue. It speaks when it's supposed to speak, and it remains silent when it's supposed to remain silent. So that I may know how to reply to the wearied. He provides me with speech. This is the gift of tongues. It is worthwhile asking from God the gift of tongues so that we know what to say to the wearied, to the suffering. We would not know what to say to those who are lagging behind, to those who are weaker and defective, to those who annoy us, to those who are inimical to us, who prove to be enemies because of their bad attitudes. Well, we have to know how to speak. We speak to paupers. We have to know how to speak to presidents and royalty. And God can help us there. He provides me with speech each morning. He wakes me to hear, to listen like a disciple. We cannot speak about what we have not heard. We cannot just invent things. No, we doctor things, statistics. No, we have to learn to listen. Open a book, open a research paper, ask Mr. Google, as they say. Research, to have the humility of researching. We don't know everything. We need data, so we have to find out. And then, for my part, I made no resistance. This is the astonishing part. Because, well, listen, for my part, I made no resistance. Neither did I turn away. I offered my back to those who struck me, my cheeks to those who tore at my beard. I did not cover my face against insult and spittle. This is Jesus Christ, obviously, because this is what happened to Jesus. He spoke a lot about how they would spit at him. I don't remember anyone spitting at me. But I see it in movies, I see it, and I can feel for the one spat on. He's insulted. He's belittled. He's mocked. You know? Usually people spit, and because the saliva is dirty or has phlegm, and you spit on the ground or somewhere that's prepared for that. It's like trash. We spit at someone because he's trash? Well, this is a great insult, and our Lord suffered this. And he was struck, you know, boxed. And the people were saying, prophesy, who hit you? My goodness. Yeah. God knows. Jesus knows. But he respects your freedom. That's why he does not apprehend them or call them out. Each one has a conscience. The Lord comes to my help so that I am untouched by the insults. So too, I set my face like flint. I know I shall be ashamed. So one of the things that we should realize, as I mentioned last Monday, Palm Sunday, is that we will suffer evil in the world. I mean, they did this to Jesus Christ. People can also do that to us. One way or another, we will face challenges. It's a good way to look at them as challenges, difficulties, problems, evil, something bad. And that's the world. So we have to ready ourselves to meet that. We all want to try to be good. We shouldn't be surprised or shocked that there are people who do not want to be that good. And they really want to do what is bad. And Jesus suffered that. Will we not also suffer that? We shouldn't be shocked. And that, and these insults come from all other human beings who may be good. You know, as we said last Sunday, the people who were acclaiming him as king and Messiah were the same ones also who screamed for his crucifixion. There you have it for today, the suffering servant. Thank you for listening, and may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain forever. Amen. Ciao!